Welcome to the Investing Tutor Podcast, the show for professionals looking to master the most up-to-date strategies needed to build wealth and provide a stable financial future. Here's your host, Dr. Hans Boateng.
Hello, friends. Dr. Hans here, the Investing Tutor, and I have a great episode for you today. So we're going to be looking at five reasons why I love Bitcoin. Now, before we jump in, I think it's fair to share that this episode is for educational purposes only and should not be considered a recommendation. Okay, let's go ahead and dive in. Reason number one, Bitcoin is the first truly scarce asset. And what do I mean by this? So there are only going to be 21 million Bitcoins that will be mined over its lifetime. And essentially, the last Bitcoin would be mined in 2140. Yeah, the year 2140. So what does this mean? Currently, we have about 18.6 million Bitcoins that have already been mined. Friends, like I shared, no other asset is this scarce. Even land, right? Let's assume individuals are able to acquire all of the land in the US. You can still go overseas, or you can purchase land or property in different geographic locations. When it comes to Bitcoin, there are 21 million Bitcoins that are circulating globally. How many individuals do we have in the global society? North of 7 billion people. But we're only going to have 21 million Bitcoins. When you look at the macroeconomic dimensions with regards to how that works out, clearly you see an opportunity for demand for the asset, which is Bitcoin, to far exceed the supply of Bitcoin, which, as you know, the supply is fixed. So I just see Bitcoin as truly one of the most unique assets in US history, with a fixed supply of 21 million. Reason number two, I've started to see an increase in the adoption of Bitcoin by institutions. So it's no surprise we've seen companies like Square, Tesla, MicroStrategy embrace Bitcoin and place it on its balance sheet. We're seeing reputable investment firms like Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Fidelity begin to embrace Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency. So whenever you have an asset which attracts the attention of institutional players, then you know that there's a lot of money that can flow into this new space. So that's the second reason. The third reason, often when it comes to investment opportunities, the best opportunities are often shared only with the rich and wealthy. And you need to be, in quotes, part of that group to be able to get access to invest in reputable startups. And this often locks out minorities, immigrants, people of color, right? We don't get opportunities to invest in companies before they IPO. We are typically the individuals that come in to a stock after it's hit the stock market. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you see, Bitcoin levels the playing field, right? It gives everyone access. Truth be told, retail investors, meaning everyday people, were the ones that embraced Bitcoin before it's reached, you know, 50,000 per coin. And now you have institutions paying attention to it, right? So Bitcoin leveled the playing field, where you have an asset that has been, for the most part, owned by regular people. That is truly just one of the reasons why I love the asset. It does not discriminate. There's no lockup period, or there's no, in quote, restricted access. It is available and accessible to any and everyone. So reason number four, as you can tell, we're living through a world that is mainly digital. And over the next decade, the Federal Reserve data is showing that the average individual in the US is going to hit age 35, right? So the average US citizen would roughly be about 35 years. So this is peak spending for that cohort. Now the question is, as a hedge of protection, in terms of protecting their assets or creating a portfolio that's diversified, the question you might want to ask yourself is, do you feel that 35-year-old would opt for an asset like gold, or do you think they would prefer to opt for Bitcoin, being that they see what it's been able to do for the past 12 years? Bitcoin, for those who don't know, has been appreciating at roughly about 200% year over year. So the millennial generation know this. And as a result, there's this attraction to the asset. And the beautiful thing about Bitcoin is, as individuals trade their fiat currency, right, whether it's dollars, pounds, for Bitcoin, it then lifts the asset. Right, the more money that's placed into Bitcoin, the more value it gains, right? So rising tides in Bitcoin lifts all boats, or if I should say all wallets, right? So that's the fourth reason why I love Bitcoin. It's because the millennial generation will embrace this digital asset because we grew up with technology. And it only makes sense that we want some kind of monetary network with which is digital. The very last reason why I love Bitcoin is because it's going to be what I term digital, or if I should say a digital form of gold. Now, gold, for the most part, has been used as a store of value. So for individuals who don't want their money to depreciate in value, they hedge or have a portion of that money in an asset like gold, right? But the beauty of Bitcoin is that it's actually much better in terms of portability, right? That's one of the characteristics of money that gold kind of falls short. Like, can you move gold from one corner of the planet to the other within minutes? You can't, but you can do that with Bitcoin. So the experts call Bitcoin gold 2.0, right? A better version or a better form of gold. Now, if Bitcoin is ever to eclipse or even match the value of gold, we're looking at Bitcoin going to at least a $10 trillion market cap, which essentially would take Bitcoin from $50,000 currently to about $500,000. So I am optimistic about this new asset class. I feel it's one that everyone should learn about, everyone should understand, and at least consider dipping their toes in. And if you have any questions with regards to Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, you're more than welcome to reach out to me on Instagram. You can find me at theinvestingtutor.com. And the link in my bio, if you click the link in my Instagram bio, there is a Building Generational Wealth with Bitcoin lesson/workshop, which I definitely encourage you to check out.